This real estate strategy is like buying Bitcoin in 2010. It's actually ADUs that allow you to have a single family dwelling and build an auxiliary dwelling unit, or even split that parcel into 3 and 4 different properties that you can sell either vertically or different plots on the land. And now this has been in Seattle for like 5 years. So Thatch Nguyen is the leading voice on this strategy. And many cities recently met with Seattle to learn how they do this, because it's going to be a strategy that other growing cities are starting to use. So you want to get in on this early. You want to come to the Springboard big event, September 25th and 26th in Huntington Beach, California. I'll be there. And this is going to be inspiration as well as knowledge on getting into this strategy early. Click the link below for more info, and I hope to see you there. Don't miss this one.
So let me tell you why, you guys, that I want to talk about this. So this is what I realized from my own experience is the new way and the new age of investing in real estate, because real estate got more and more expensive. So it is definitely harder and harder to buy property to make a cash flow. And basically, especially in a more expensive area. What happened is that in a lot of more expensive city, these planning department and the city council and all that kind of stuff, they are creating new zoning opportunity for people to create more affordable housing for rent and to buy. Otherwise, it's going to be hard for people to actually buy and or rent in their town. So everywhere across the United States, this is what's happening right now. So I'm going to spend some time talking about that. Okay. So today I want to dive in today with you guys and share with you what I'm doing. Anything that you ever see me post on social media or preach out of my mouth, it is what I do. And then I teach people what I do, because I need to test it on myself to make sure it works. So if I'm going to actually tell you to drink the Kool-Aid, I better drink the Kool-Aid, and the Kool-Aid better work on me first. If it don't work on me, I ain't never preaching it. That's why you follow me on social media, I don't promote other people's product, because I don't know other people's product. But I can definitely tell you Deal Machine work, because I use it and it works. And that's why I promote Deal Machine. Okay. So what I'm going to spend time with you guys talk about is this new age of strategy, how you can actually buy rental property and create passive income, not just fix and flip, how to create equity and how to create multiple property off of the same piece of property without buying and finding more land. First question people always ask me, Thatch, is ADU coming to my city? I'm going to tell you right now, if you Google, is ADU in your town? Every one of you will be shocked. You're going to see, and the answer is probably yes. This is an article from the San Jose, Northern California. This just dropped the other day. They just got approved for their ADU with separate APN, where they can sell the ADU separately, you guys. New York just got theirs. Massachusetts, the whole state of Florida got it. San Diego got it. I'm going to tell you right now, Washington, Portland, California, Arizona, Las Vegas, right? New York, New Jersey, Tampa, Orlando, Atlanta, Denver, Chicago, Houston, Dallas. They all got ADU now, folks. Okay? They all got them. Okay? Now, what is ADU if you don't know? It stands for accessory dwelling unit. It's a small house, right? And is usually a second unit on the same lot of a single family home. Okay? There's a few type of ADU out there, so you know. Detached ADU, they call them DADU, which is a separate structure in the backyard. Attached ADU is a structure that's touching the house, okay? Or in the basement, okay? Garage conversion is the garage attached to the house sometime, or detached, they convert that garage into an ADU. And then basement ADU. These are all the type of ADU that's happening right now across America. Now, why is ADU so powerful? Because if you buy a house right now, Stephen, you buy a house, you get the yard for free because it came with the house. So now you can put one ADU, two or three or four ADU in the backyard. So when you buy a house, right, if you can put 1, 2, 3, 4 houses in the backyard, instead of appreciation one property at a time, it appreciate 2, 3, 4 property at a time. So your net worth will grow faster because you got more units on the same property now. Plans and permits. The city will give plans and permits faster for ADU than a regular permit for a house. Ain't that crazy? And then this is the fastest way, you guys, to grow your portfolio and scale it. You buy one property and you finish with two or three in a property at the end when you get done. This is how I'm gonna grow my net worth from 100 mil to 300 mil in the next 15 years, you guys. By buying one property, and then by the time I'm done rehabbing it and adding more units, each property will have two, three, four property on at the same time. This is how we scale fast. There's four stages of ADU, so you gotta know. When it first came to Seattle, stage one is you have to live in your primary for them to allow you to build an ADU in the backyard. A year later, or a year and a half later, they said you can rent the front house now and you can build the ADU in the back. And then a year and a half later, they said, you know what? We allow you now to get separate APN number, which is separate tax parcel number, and you can sell the ADU separately now. A lot of cities getting that. State of Washington and the state of California now is getting that now. So as you guys are getting understanding ADU, these are the stages that the city is working rapidly to figure out how to get ideally to stage three, because they want to get to a point where they have separate APN so that people can actually sell off the ADU separately so that they can create more affordable housing. If I was you guys and gals, if you're out there finding property to keep as rental, buy property with a big yard. Rehab the front house, just land bank the back. Because later on, when they do come out with a separate APN number, everybody's gonna wanna buy these property. At that time, now price has gone up already. Just a little side note for you guys. I'm gonna give you a lot of little small little drop bits, $1 million tip, all right? What is BRRRR? For some of you don't know, stand for buy a ugly house, rehab it, rent it out, refi. Get your original down payment back, repeat the process. Today, for a lot of my students, in order for them to cash flow a property today, they have to buy an ugly house so they can rehab it and make a cash flow. And then they have a backyard for free. So, why we love doing the BRRRR? Because when you rehab and refi it, you get your original down payment money back out so you can redeploy it and do it again without raising money from investor. It's the most powerful strategy that you can do for rental property, because it's infinite return on your money. If you have no money invested, it's still break even a cash flow, it's infinite return on your investment. You can't beat that anywhere, folks. So this is what I'm talking about. When you combine the BRRRR strategy and the ADU strategy, you guys, this is the new age of real estate investing hack ever. This is what I'm doing right now to get to $300 million in real estate. Also, these hack right here, this is how you create sweat equity and cash flow and appreciation, especially in an expensive market. If you live in an expensive market, you have to master ADU and BRRRR. Otherwise, you're never gonna be able to buy rental property in an expensive market. But the expensive market has the high rent, high quality tenant, and it has good appreciation compared to a market that's really, really cheap. It takes forever for it to appreciate, and you got a tenant. So if you can actually buy in a good market and a cash flow, why not? So think about that, okay? Let me give you some real example of a student of mine who done this deal, and I got so many examples we can't even go through them today. But I'm gonna show you how you create a huge equity, cash flow, and check out the appreciation at the end, okay? People say to me all the time, "That I live in California. It's so expensive to buy in California. It doesn't even cash flow. It don't make no sense." This is in the heart of Long Beach. This is a real deal from our student, Eric Estabar. This is a single family home, and he put two ADU in the backyard. So let me break the number down for you. He bought this two bedroom, one bath, ugly house for $472,000. Cost him $110,000 to rehab it. He's all in for $582,000. The ARV, the bank appraised it for $825,000. So he created the equity. You guys see all that? The rent is $3,800, the mortgage $3,700. So he just break even. Well, someone might say, "Well, that ain't such a great deal." No, $100 is not that great of a deal. Look how much sweat equity he got on this one deal. But that's not the real banger. Here's the real banger. You guys see that diagram on the side? That's the front house. That's the driveway to get to the back. And that's ADU one and two. That's a duplex side by side touching each other. The ADU in the back, the two of them, is 1,000 square feet total. One is like 400, one 600. The cost of construction for him was $250,000. So it cost him $250,000. So watch. Here's the overall number, you guys. Check it out. The main house, the ADU, all three units combined. Total ARV for all combined now, because now it's a three unit now. The house and the two unit become a three unit. It got appraised for $1.3 million. House and two ADU. Mortgage for all three units, $6,200. Rent, $8,300. Cash flow, $2,100. That's a lot of cash flow for Long Beach, especially in Southern California. But look at the amazing total value, $1.3 million. Look at the equity he created, $468,000, almost half $1 million he created in sweat equity. Where do you buy a property in Long Beach, Nick, to create that kind of equity? You can't. Not on a turnkey property, you won't. And then that's a 36% gross margin deal. Look at the cash flow, $25,000 a year. $468,000 in sweat equity, $25,000 a year in cash flow in Long Beach. This is the most recent deal, literally. Let me ask you guys this. Think about it. I'm gonna talk about appreciation now, okay? Imagine you have one single family like Eric and you put two ADU in the backyard. He kept it, if he keeps it for 10, 20, 30 year, I wanna show you how compound appreciation works. How much is it worth, Ephraim Howard, if he kept it 10, 20, 30 year? There's one single family with two ADU. Just one property, one single family, 280U on the back of one property. This is one property. Ephraim, if he hold this for 10 years and don't do nothing, okay? Today, it's worth $1.3 million with the real estate, $468,000. If you hold it for 10 years, look what compound appreciation does. $2.6 million, $1.7 million in net worth. Hold it for 20 years, look what happened. Compound appreciation, $5.2 million in real estate, $4.3 million. In sweat equity. And then look what happened if you hold it for 30 years, $10.4 million, but it'd be paid off by then, so it'd be worth easy $10 million. One property with three units, he'd be worth $10 million in equity. $10 million, you guys. This is why I'm telling you, you cannot save your money, you guys, to this kind of wealth. You can make $1 million a year, but you can never save enough money even have $10 million in 30 years. Now, let me ask you a question. Where would you ever get $10.4 million in equity in 30 years? Ever. Compound appreciation does that for you. This is why we own real estate, for compound appreciation. And if it cash flow in a good area, like $25,000 a year, that's the big bonus on top of that. This is the question I always ask a lot of my friends. I'm gonna ask Ephraim this question because I've been knowing Ephraim forever. What's stopping you from actually starting owning rental? What's stopping for each one of you guys on start owning rental? We're not talking about flipping houses. We're not talking about wholesaling. We're talking about stopping each one of us in this room today on owning rental. How is this time gonna be any different any other time, you guys? Every one of us been on many, many seminars and many, many webinars. But the question is, what's different? When are we gonna take advantage of compound appreciation? Here's why I said earlier about kids. Who are you doing this all for anyways? For yourself, your kids, your parents? Who? The biggest blessing Saul did for me, Matt, he got me inspired to own rentals. So today, when my kids get ready to go off to college, I can get on a plane, you guys, with my whole family. We're gonna take them down to college, drop them off, hang out with him for the weekend, and go back home. And then every other month, I'm flying down to hang with him at his school to hang out with him for the weekend. That's freedom. That's why you own real estate. Imagine looking back in 2025 and you saying, that's the year I finally fucking did it. Damn it, that's the year I finally did it. Are you guys ready to be the one to change your life and your family's life and the next generation life coming up forever? These are the real questions I ask myself and a lot of my students every single day. Are you ready to be the one? I was the one. Matt was the one. So the BRRRR strategy plus the ADU is the most untapped and underrated strategy of the next decade. Learn how to find these deals. Learn what these deals look like. Learn how to find them, skip trace them, call them. Learn how to evaluate them. Learn how to know what to do with them when you find them. And if you find them, if you got the money, don't wholesale them. Don't fix and flip it. Buy it and keep it as rental and build it out. Because 10, 20, 30 years from now, you have 10, 20, 30, 40 million. How do you think I got $100 million with the real estate? It's not from flipping, it's from compound appreciation. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, you're not alone. Because I know real estate investing, creating passive income, learning how to do the BRRRR and ADU is daunting, right? The fear of losing money, making a mistake, or not knowing where to start is real. But listen, here's what's more scarier. Everybody, we're guilty of this. Staying stuck and doing nothing. I know so many people have been staying stuck and doing nothing. And I just kept plugging along. Next thing I look back, some of my friend is saying, damn, how the hell did he get where he's at? Just plucking along, doing it day in, day out. Most people get scared and they don't do nothing.
Thanks for listening to the Deal Machine Real Estate Investing Podcast. Please leave us a review and follow along wherever you're listening to your podcast.